League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Okay, I figured it out. The Rockets need Devin Booker in exchange for Jalen Green, shooting guard for shooting guard, the third pick of the draft.
Devin Booker ain't coming.
The third pick of the draft. I'm not done. The third pick of the draft in Tari Easton.
They need a point guard. Did you see the coach pointed out and said, we don't have a point guard.
Well, Jalen can run some points.
But Jalen is not a point guard.
Listen, Jalen is a one or two. We can give you Fred VanVleet for Booker.
Yeah.
We'll give you that. That's fine. We'll need a point guard then. Because now I don't believe Jalen Green can play point now that we've made that trade.
Devin Booker said he wants to have a statue outside.
Yeah, he is their non-title winning version of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
He is the franchise. They're not trading.
They're not trading. Well,
could I interest you in...
No, you probably not.
No. I don't want Bradley Beal. Don't want Kevin Durant. You know, I keep wanting to make these trades, and when you look through everyone's roster, it's tough without taking on an old player that you're not sure you still want. I mean, even guys like, you know, Dame is 34. Chris Middleton's 33. But look how old Milwaukee is. Their top four players, 34, 30, 33, 36. Brooke Lopez, Middleton, Giannis, and then Dame Lillard working my way up. Bobby Portis is 29, and Pat Connaughton is now 32. My gosh, man, these guys get old quick. The 76ers, I don't know what Daryl has done to this roster. It's unbelievable. They only have four people on their active roster.
Well, he said that. We only got four.
Clearing out cap space.
That's it.
Well, okay. Well, they're minus $109 million in cap space. What's he done? Their players are 30.
What do you mean they're minus?
25, 27, and 23. They're all young. The cap hold, current cap numbers, these are the free agents. Tobias Harris, 32. So.
They're not bringing him back.
Okay. Then maybe I need to look at free agent, but they're not going to have free agent money. You need to sign and trade for the Rockets. You're going to have to get a sign and trade.
So
I guess I could go in. You know, the odds are they go into next year the same. I thought maybe, and I still think there's a chance that Jalen gets dealt in a deal pre-draft or even draft day. But the more I look at how this is going to happen, I think it's going to have to be something tricky. I think you almost have to have some type of sign and trade, and then the numbers don't immediately hit, though, with the sign and trade. So I think they may just go into battle next year with the same team, draft a third player, and figure it out. I mean, there's a massive glut for playing time. I don't know how it works out. If you draft Klingon, for example, from UConn, who would be a nice addition?
Is that redundant with getting Steven Adams?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I don't know. Well, he's a different player.
I don't
than
think Shepard would be redundant.
No, but they say Shepard is not a third pick.
But did you see the stats on Shepard?
Down.
How much better they were with him on the floor, without him on the floor?
Who, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. That's college.
No, I know, but still, I mean, he's a difference maker on the floor.
Okay, you playing Shepard ahead of Whitmore?
No, but it's not like you don't have enough minutes.
Whoever you pick is not going to get minutes.
Well, what do you mean you're not going to get minutes?
Where do the minutes come right now for Whitmore?
Well, there were plenty of minutes. There's plenty of minutes.
Okay,
available.
When
if you get a good player, there's
you
minutes.
You say there's plenty of minutes. I'm just gonna run down the roster. You tell me who doesn't get to play anymore. You have 48 minutes, and here are the players. You have Fred VanVleet. You have Jalen Green. You have Cam Whitmore, and you have Amen Thompson. Four guys in the backcourt. You have 48 minutes for two positions. So you have 88. You have 96 minutes for four players. And now we're going to add a fifth one. How do you spread those minutes out? 96 total minutes for that position.
You mix and match guys. I mean,
I understand. You got Paul.
I mean, listen.
Who sits?
Is he going to go nine deep? I mean, well, Jayshon Tate played last year. I don't know if you remember.
Well, because Tari was out.
Yeah.
But I'm bringing Tari back in injury. I've gone through this exercise. It's hard. Think about this. You have 96 minutes. How many does Fred VanVleet get?
You have 96 minutes for what two positions?
For one and the two. And I just gave you four players that play that position. Cam Whitmore, Jalen Green, Fred VanVleet, and Amen Thompson. There's four players.
Well, Amen couldn't even play. Listen, I saw a story this weekend where Amen is your next Aaron Gordon.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But now we have Dylan Brooks.
I can play Amen on the floor with Jalen and Fred VanVleet.
Okay, that's fine. But we have Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith, Tari Eason.
That's all.
And so you have those three guys.
And you can go.
And let's just say Jayshon Tate, four.
Yeah. And sometimes you can go small without Alpe and Steven Adams on the floor.
Alpe, Steven Adams, Landale.
No, Landale
obviously is not going to play. No. He's done playing. No. But then if you had Klingon, like he has to take Steven Adams' minutes. You can't. The minutes have to be accounted for. I've done this math and tried to figure it out, and this is where I came to the conclusion. If you do this math and you say there's a certain amount of minutes and you have players and you pull in, either Cam Whitmore can't play anymore. Not a whole lot. He's down to like 14 minutes a game or 12 minutes a game. Somebody has to have their minutes cut. If you bring in a player right now that you want to play right now, then somebody has to get minutes taken. And it's not going to be Amen Thompson, maybe a little bit from Jalen Green and a little bit from Whitmore. But Amen has too much impact on games, plus minus.
Yeah, and so will Tari. Tari's going to have so will Tari.
Tari and Dylan Brooks. Well, I said Tari, Dylan Brooks, Jabari. And then, you know.
I think Jabari is probably a guy that's going to find. He's going to be.
Your third pick of the draft 2 years ago?
Yep.
No longer can get.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, he'll be 25 to 28 minutes.
Then move somebody. I would much rather have, instead of 10 guys sharing minutes, I'd rather have a strong 7 to 8 man rotation.
I mean, you're not even taking it. Listen, Tari didn't play last year. Amen missed time last year. Alpe missed time last year. There's injuries too to account for.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I don't want to be deep. I mean, you got to have a bench, but those guys need to be okay with not playing.
Yeah,
because somebody has to not play. And I think if Reed Shepard or any other draft pick comes in here on this team that they have right now, I don't think they get much playing time. It's not considered a strong draft, by the way.
No.
I mean,
no,
Klingon is probably going to take on Landale minutes, which would be fine with me. And that's reasonable.
I think Steven Adams gets those minutes. That ain't.
You think that Ime Udoka is going to take Steven Adams, who he handpicked, and he's going to sit him on the bench?
No, I said Steven Adams gets Landale's minutes.
Well, yeah. So then there's no minutes for
Klingon. I don't know that Klingon's the right choice.
Who is leading this franchise? Stone or Ime? Because if Ime's leading this franchise, I feel like he will want to consolidate and trade and go get himself a veteran.
You're going to get older if it's the coach. You're always
Ime
older.
Ime has a lot of input.
Yes. Then I think he is not one.
I'm
sure it's a committee.
I think Rafael listens to
him. I'm sure. The way he this last offseason operated, when you went and got two veterans and then traded for another one who you knew wasn't going to play, but you wanted for the future in Steven Adams. It feels like a scenario where he will do everything possible to get rid of the three and consolidate this roster and go find him. I don't know if he gets a star,
but a
real, real player here.
Yeah. I think he wants a guy that's still growing and still learning. He's got a lot of those guys. He wants somebody who's a grown ass man who knows what his role is, who has some playoff experience. My guess is that's what he wants. To me, it's a no-brainer that should happen. There's not enough minutes. And frankly, I'm not sure how much value the three pick has. So you trade it with one of your young players and you move on. And to me, I think Jabari, I think Tari, I think everybody other than Shingun for me would be up for. Well, I'd listen to offers for anybody. I mean, I'm not sure I'm touching Amen.
No.
I think Amen's got a chance to be special.
I, I don't think here's the guys. I don't think Ahmed's touchable. Tari's touchable. Alpi's touchable.
Untouchable or touchable?
They're untouchable.
Why Tari though?
They love Tari.
But he doesn't. But the health is the real issue here.
Right.
Not being available is a big concern.
Everything. Right. Everybody's untouchable until the right star comes along. And Shingun may be isolated from my theory here, but if the right star that they believe in isn't just, hey, we're a second round team at best, if they believe there's a star capable of elevating them to contender, all those guys can go, probably except Shingun, if the right guy comes along.
What's the right guy?
That's a question.
That's a question.
It's a guy Lance is talking about who's never coming out of Phoenix.
Is Craig DeCerf the right guy?
Yeah, he's 100% the right guy when it comes to your vehicles, including your pickup trucks, GMC Sierra pickup truck, the Chevy Silverado. But I want to focus for a second on Buick. Do you know what kind of offers they have right now for the Buick Encore? It's a joke. You're stealing with the Buick Encore. Absolutely stealing. And my son ended up getting the Buick Envision, but it came down between that and the Encore. And frankly, I think he liked the Encore a little better, just like the fact that he had a little bit more interior space with the Buick Envision. That's what it comes down to. What is your monthly payment going to be? What is your finance rate going to be? Are you going to do a lease? Do you want more interior space? What kind of mileage am I getting? All these questions have to be answered. So when you go into the car dealership and you head down to Angleton, it's about a 42-minute trip from downtown, you can ask all the questions, and they can help you the same way they helped my son. I kind of stayed out of it because I wanted him to have, except when I needed to jump in, I wanted him to have his own car buying experience, and then every once in a while I'd ask a question that he had never thought of so he could think about it. That's very, very valuable to have someone there who's thinking about you, and that's what they do at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's never about they're going to sell you a vehicle that they want to get off the lot. It's really all about making sure that they are going to get the best deal possible for you, that you're happy, bigger trade-in values, the best dealer, cash back and dealer incentives. So make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm watching this Ricky Stenhouse, Kyle Busch Jr. fight.
You're looking at what caused it,
right? No, I know.
Right?
I saw the fight.
So what caused it?
Because
who was it?
Stenhouse hit Busch into the wall, and then Busch came up from behind him and pushed him right back in and knocked him out of the race.
So those two, there's a camera. Somebody is following behind, almost like you'd see on a World Star video,
right,
where somebody goes to somebody's house and knocks on a door and gets some girl to come outside and they beat her up. That's what it was like, only this time it was Busch walking over to, is it Stenhouse or Stonehouse?
Stenhouse.
So he's walking over to Stenhouse. Stenhouse got a t-shirt on and shorts, and he sees him coming and he walks over to him, and they start talking. And it's like they're not yelling at each other, but they're describing what happened. And one guy thinks, he goes, look, I never pushed you at all. Stenhouse says he never pushed Busch at all. Does it look like he did?
Yeah.
I didn't touch you. Busch felt fairly certain. And at some point, Busch and Stenhouse are talking. Stenhouse says something, and it looks like it's just going to end in kind of relatively heated. And Stenhouse throws a right. He just throws a right cross, and then it's on.
Like Busch calmly disagrees with his final words, and then Stenhouse just punched him.
He didn't like the look on his face.
Yeah, he didn't
punch.
Kyle Busch's face, though, a lot of people want to punch Kyle Busch's face.
This is what it was. This is 100% Stenhouse doesn't look like the smarmy look of Kyle Busch's face. A lot of people don't like Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a race fan, and I know this. So basically, Stenhouse just said, you've got a punchable face, and I'm going to punch it.
Right.
That's exactly what happened.
Stenhouse's dad got involved.
Stenhouse's dad
looks like he threw a little right at first.
He's, get my dad, dad, get my dad.
I know Stenhouse is going, get my dad.
And
Your dad was handling himself just fine.
He was good, actually. I got his dad against Kyle Busch.
And all the different crews are weighing in and trying to get people. My favorite part is, get off his truck. Get off his truck.
Now, who was that? Were those? That's a different racer.
Well,
they're
on top of a truck.
And that's a different racer, and he's telling,
no,
get
it wasn't,
off my
it wasn't
truck.
A diff, it wasn't a different. It was Kyle Busch's crew.
That's his pit crew in green?
Get off his truck. Get off his truck.
It was good watching. Like, I got to see what is the makings of, you know, behind the scenes. That's as close as we've seen. You had cameras.
Yeah, so many
I saw
angles.
Both angles of it, so, by the way.
I saw three or four angles.
Three angles, yeah.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. I mean, that's
just racing. We just say that's just racing.
That's just racing.
Yeah.
Rubbing is racing.
You ain't
they
rubbing,
say.
You ain't racing.
I didn't watch, what was that show called? Thunder or?
Thunder Road? No.
No, it's Tom. It
Thunder
was
Alley?
No, it was Tom Cruise.
Thunder Thighs?
No, not Thunder Thighs.
Thunder Thighs.
Well, whatever the racing show
Days
was.
Days of Thunder. It was a movie. Days of Thunder.
Is it Days of Thunder?
Blades of.
No, it's not.
Blades
that's
of
Blades
Glory.
Of Glory. That's an ice skating Will Ferrell movie. Days of Thunder.
Have you, yeah, I think that's where they say Rubin's racing, but I don't know.
Well, that's the movie, Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah,
talking
isn't
about.
That,
yeah, I didn't watch that.
I don't know if that's where that's from, but the Tom Cruise racing movie is Days of Thunder.
I didn't watch it.
And that's where it came from.
Well, Cole Trickle, wasn't that his name?
What's a movie that John and I would be surprised that you've never watched?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What's a movie that, because you watch a lot of movies, you watch a lot of shows.
I don't know what you guys think you know about me. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. What's a movie what's a very popular movie that you've never watched?
There are movies I don't like. I've never watched Step Brothers.
You haven't?
No.
So you just don't like that kind of comedy?
I don't like Will Ferrell.
You don't
yeah,
like
you don't like. I'm not a big Will Ferrell guy either.
I am.
More times than not, I think
that's a good. No, Step Brothers is good.
There's funny stuff
there's
in
funny
that.
Stuff
yeah,
in
but
Step
I mean,
Brothers.
John C. Reilly is also really good.
Yeah.
You can't just have and Will Ferrell unchecked. And of course, the other thing was.
Ricky Bobby was excellent.
Well, I like that movie, but I've only seen it like once. I don't care for Will Ferrell enough to go back and
well,
watch his stuff.
What's the movie? Have you seen Heat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to. Rick, he watches
movies. You've seen all the Godfather. No, I know. What I'm asking, what would be something
that's
we'd
why
be
I said Step Brothers.
What's your favorite part from the Godfather movie?
The masculine son one?
No, it's the one where, like, it's where they talk about where
they
they're
have a meeting of all the bosses.
Where they talk about where they're going to sell their drugs, and they're like, well, yeah, we'll do it to them, but not, but not for, not in our communities.
Not that.
Yes, yeah, my favorite part.
That's his favorite part. He's the most he quotes.
Yeah, I quote that all the
okay,
time.
Okay, what's the Denzel movie with where he's Frank, whatever, the heroin dealer from Harlem?
I actually haven't seen that one.
What?
I've seen
American
Gangster. I've never
gangster.
Seen the
You've
whole thing.
American
I've
gangster?
Seen like clips when it comes. I've never watched sat down
Have you
and watched
seen
the whole
American
thing.
Gangster? Yeah. Now that's when I'm surprised you haven't seen American Gangster. Definitely worth watching. Have you ever seen New Jack City?
No.
Of course I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Am I my brother's keeper?
It's not worth seeing right now for you. It's not gonna
Yeah.
It doesn't really carry over. Now you know what I am trying to get my kids to watch and they're like, it's too old. And I'm like, but it still
blood
works.
Blood out.
Well, of course, Blood In, Blood Out right. still carries. But what about, I think White Men Can't Jump would still work. And I know they remade it with stupid old, what's Post Malone's little friend's name? Jack Harlow. I know they remade it with Jack Harlow, but I think the old White Men Can't Jump with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson would still work. I think my kids who love basketball and pickup game culture, I think it would still work.
For whatever reason, I just saw a video of Woody Harrelson playing Arsenio Hall in a one-on-one after the movie came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were doing it on Arsenio's show, and neither of them were very good, actually.
Really?
In real life.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah. No, neither of them were real good. But yeah, I think that movie holds up.
I think that movie still holds up, because it's just about
like
pickup game culture and I think there's enough to it. I think and Rosie Perez was, man.
Yeah.
There was a scene there in that one after a pickup game, but it doesn't last long, but it's a good scene. Yeah, I think I don't know if there's a movie. I don't know what the movie would be that I like. Thunder Road racing movies I won't typically watch.
No.
I don't watch. I saw the first Avatar.
Unless
didn't
somebody's named
Avatar
Ricky Bobby.
Then, don't like any of the movies. Like I don't care about. I like dystopian. What I found out is I like dystopian shows. I do like dystopian shows.
Like what?
28 Days or 28 Days Later. Like, remember that one where everyone's zombies?
Yeah.
That movie's good where Cillian Murphy wakes up and he's like, what the hell's going on? That's a good one. I do like, obviously, The Last of Us is okay, but it's a dystopian show. I like dystopian shows.
I didn't like that.
Children of God, dystopian show.
As long as you keep it respectable, I don't want it near kids or schools.
He went and looked up he's basically looking up the scene.
I don't want it near kids and school.
Where do you want it? Where do you want the drug sales?
Let those people do it. They're animals anyway.
let what? Them something.
I thought
soul.
I was just watching a pretty good movie. Now what am I watching?
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey,
Godfather, I didn't know this was going to get racial.
Hey, I thought it cried.
Well, out of nowhere.
I'm watching you guys. This is a mob movie. What do I have to do with
this? All the families come together. I'm just, hey, this is a pretty good scene. And then he gets, and then Don Salucci gets to this. What am I watching?
Or like,
man, they could have left that part out.
Have you watched all the Tarantino movies, John? Have you watched?
Love Tarantino. I love Guy Ritchie movies. Yeah.
Django Unchained?
Yes.
Very good. Yep. Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah.
You watch
I love
that?
All
that.
I watch
what
them.
About Hateful Eight?
Yes, absolutely.
Some people haven't seen Hateful Eight.
Seen
That's
it.
Good. Walt Goggins is so good.
No,
and everything.
No. I love all Guy Ritchie and Tarantino movies. I mean, I think some are better than others, obviously.
Yeah. Jackie Brown?
No, I don't think I've seen Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown, there's a couple scenes. So you
I think I've seen part. I think
I
I've
make
seen.
A joke about feet or whatever. Quentin Tarantino makes no joke about it. He has a scene in there where he makes
I have seen
Fonda. What's her name?
Jane Fonda.
Jane.
No. The Fonda daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He makes, when she was in, you know, prime.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, why don't we do this with your feet up? Yeah, and don't wash them. I want them dirty. Like, supposedly she said he wouldn't let me wash my feet. He wanted them to be dirty. And I'm like, now that's a guy with the foot thing.
He does. He's
right there. He wanted them on screen, dirty.
All right, I like pretty
he
feet.
Close-ups of her feet. It was like, Quentin, man, be so, more subtle about
yeah.
it.
No. It was in a, we got to go to break, but his last one with Brad Pitt and, I forget the name all the time, Brad Pitt and
Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, Margaret Qualley, she's a Nepo baby. She's a daughter of another of famous people, an actress. She's like the kind of the drifter who takes them to the Manson area.
Oh, yeah.
She's a brunette.
Oh, and she's a dirty foot girl,
yeah,
too.
Her feet are just up. I'm like, all right, Quentin. All right.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not subtle about it at all.
He likes dirty
feet. I
like dirty feet.
I like dirty feet.
He likes dirty feet.
Time for me to talk about safes and locks, and that's Houston Safe and Lock. It's also King Safe and Lock. They're 2-1. Houston Safe and Lock is Westheimer and the Beltway. King Safe and Lock is on Wirt and I-10. And you're going to find, you're going to find that this is probably one of the only ones in the city where you actually have a showroom of safes, because safes are really expensive. And a lot of these safe companies, they buy them one at a time from, and listen, I don't know where the other guys get their safes, but American Security Safes are the best safes in the world. Half the safes in this city come from either King or Houston Safe and Lock, because that they're just better. They're just bigger and better than everybody. So if you need a safe, or you need anything to do with a safe, you need to open a safe, do you need to convert dial lock to digital or vice versa, changing the combination on the lock codes, able to anchor and bolt, do you need it bolted, do you need it moved? Because a lot of moving companies won't move safes, but Houston Safe and Lock will do that. Look, you got a safe. If you need a safe, period, exclamation point, there's one place to go. And oh, by the way, if you need any locks changed, a commercial especially, if you're a business and you need locks, this is the place to go. They got a wide range of everything you could possibly need. 713-522-5555. Tell Derek you heard it right here, or go to 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Can't call in, but you can tweet the show at John Granato or at Lance Erline or at Del V2. Del V2. Yeah. So, watched Menace to Society last night. Still got it. Francis Ford Coppola? Kevin Costner has some good joints coming out soon. Okay. All right. Thanks, Art. I didn't think you'd be a Francis Ford Coppola guy, Art, but okay.
Why?
I don't know. He doesn't like white people.
Well, he doesn't like white people in sports, certainly. Yeah, Kevin Costner got a standing ovation at Cannes. Is it Cannes for his latest movie? I forgot what it's called.
Is that what they're calling it now? It's just Cannes?
I think
Cannes Film Festival.
Cannes Film Festival. Not Comic-Con.
Is it Comic-Con or Cannes Film Festival?
I thought it was Cannes.
It's Cannes Film Festival.
Is it Cannes?
But I thought maybe Comic-Con.
That's America.
That's, since Comic Con's yeah, not how, really
my
just,
redneck partner.
Yeah. Comic Con's not really just about.
He's in Ricky Stenhouse.
He's in mode. He's in Ricky Stenhouse mode right now.
Yeah. Can.
No one did anything to you, okay? Con. No one did.
It's Cannes Film Festival. C-A-A-N.
Is it Cannes?
That's what we call it.
The French probably pronounce it.
Because we don't want it mixed up with Comic Con. Although, since it's not all comics anyway, I figured they would just call it Cannes, that they would just change it
well,
to
some
Con.
People go, are you going to the Cannes this year?
That's Comic Con.
Yes, but this is Cannes.
Are you
film
going to
festival.
The Cannes?
Well,
I would, but we don't have enough time during breaks.
That's where Ricky wants.
Yeah. Ricky's crew chief.
Right. Okay. This is our last segment. What did we miss? Oh, what about Caitlin Clark?
8 turnovers the other day.
Again? 8 assists, 8 turnovers.
Yeah, she's got a little.
But how about that they were actually close in the game this time?
Well, she had a nice. I'm going to predict that
she actually did shoot more, and
I want you to
mark
this now.
She was more aggressive early.
Mark this now. There is going to be a time this year where she is going to have an explosion in a negative way that is going to fill up talk shows.
Well, she
everything on ESPN. She's going to get frustrated with playing with a bad team. She's going to get frustrated with hearing how she's just mid. Or whatever, and all of her turnovers, and she's going to have something where she blows up on the court. Because we already started seeing that at Iowa.
Well, there's a clip out there, I think from her most recent game, where it looks like her coach is saying, we'll get there. Like, she's not thrilled with her teammates' inability to catch her passes.
They are terrible at catching her passes.
Yeah, so we know how turnovers work. As long as you're the one who was in possession and the ball is not complete, it goes out of bounds or it goes to the other team, it's your turnover. But at least a couple.
Do you see the hard screen?
Yeah, she got beat up. Brianna Stewart got her, yeah.
She got plastered.
And you would say, hey, teammate, call that out
totally
for me.
Totally legal. Yeah. Yeah, that's a teammate problem.
It was, but yeah, somebody she needs to, they need an enforcer for her.
Screen.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, But did you see that the second game, the tickets that were on sale, apparently the all the ticket brokers bought up the upper deck, and they were going for $4 a piece.
Ooh.
Couldn't sell them.
Yeah, I got news for you. This didn't last them forever.
No, but the Liberty game was the biggest
as far
crowd.
As revenue that they generated ever.
Ever.
Yes.
Ever.
It's a... Yeah, the most revenue they generated from a
home
game
ever. I think what's going to happen is they're going to do well on the road, people's first chance to see Caitlin. And then whenever at home, I think you're going to be able to find affordable tickets for bad basketball.
I don't know. What kind of tickets? I mean, how many season tickets have they sold already? I don't know.
In Indiana? Oh, I'm sure a lot.
I'm sure a lot. Yeah.
But a lot is a relative
but
term.
But they'll be on the market for
yeah,
people
a lot
who,
is a relative
yeah,
term.
I've
Remember
seen her
that,
already.
And remember that these the stadiums, because I looked into this wasn't 18,000 at Iowa, 20,000 like an NBA arena. It was less than that when she was selling out at some of those, but not that she couldn't have. She could have sold those out in Iowa. But once they see her once or twice, it's
well, didn't
not...
they play a basketball game at a football stadium for her? Or was that the volleyball
team?
No,
that was volleyball.
The Iowa volleyball team.
Yeah, and Nebraska did something like that too.
Was it the Iowa? No, it was Nebraska.
Both of them did.
I think both of them.
Both
did
of them
that.
Did.
Iowa did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Nebraska one. I didn't see that.
They played a game at Kinnick Stadium.
Did they?
Which is their football stadium?
Yeah, right.
That's what I thought. They played a basketball game at a football stadium.
Basketball.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Caitlin Clark.
Iowa did.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark played a basketball game. Her Iowa team played a basketball
this
game
year?
At Kinnick. I think it was this year or this past season, and they got like 55,000 to 60,000 people. It was an exhibition game, but they held one there before the year started, for their official regular season started. They beat DePaul, so I thought they had happened. So I would imagine they're selling out whatever, however many people are. Fill up that basketball.
Well, they had 17,735 at the game on Saturday.
Her Fever game at home.
The Fever at New York Liberty.
Yeah.
17,735. Wow.
So it was 55,646 for the game in the football stadium.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Boy, she is something. She is something. But you can see she can't do. They lost 102-66.
That team stinks.
That is. And in the next game, they only lost by 11. Do you think maybe the Liberty let off?
I don't know. Well, she got off to a better start, right? So that helped the cause. But they're bad, and there was a reason. Look, I don't want to do the cross-sport comparison, but bad basketball teams, even when they draft really good young players, tend to still be bad. And she's going to be good, but I don't think she's going to be transformational because that team blows.
They're bad. Yeah, they're going to get the number one pick again, and we'll see.
At least they'll be in the lottery. I think that's how it goes. I think they have a lottery for the pick. I think.
They should let them have the number
one.
Just give it to them.
You want Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark on the same team
next
year?
Well, that'd be something.
Yeah.
That'd be something. Now we're talking about selling some tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just bad, really bad basketball to watch.
Well, I don't think the WNBA is going to go all in on Indiana Fever basketball. They're going to put their two biggest stars on that team.
Yeah, well, I mean, ESPN's put them on almost all of their games.
The league needs to go frozen envelope because
I'll tell you,
that league needs Caitlin Clark to be good on a good team.
You put Paige Beckers on Cameron Brink's L.A. team, there are ways. You can manage it because Cameron Brink's been playing pretty well. She was a top draft pick. Just throw Paige Beckers on the L.A. team. Find a way. Let's go full on David Stern.
Well, no, they give it to Indiana.
But David Stern gave it to, like he said,
they need Caitlin Clark to be on a good team.
But David Stern gave it to the Knicks. He gave it to his big market team.
Right. But they needed to for Caitlin to have it. Is there anything else we missed?
Well, Tyson Fury got beat. Knocked down, beat. So you had that going on. Diddy's in trouble. Let's see. Nothing Astros. We've covered that. We covered Jake. Nothing football related that I can think of happened. We're on to the Western and Eastern Conference Finals in basketball. We covered the fight, the fight in the in the pits.
Covered the Astros.
You see Skeens, by the way. Was that Friday or was that Thursday? His last start.
Oh yeah, did you see Imanaga? He's got the greatest 9 starts in Major League history.
That's not great.
.84 ERA.
Wow, Skeens is under 1.
Yep.
On his, that's a whip. Yeah, he's with that ERA.
Whew. Yeah.
That's low.
Yeah, that's really good.
Really, really low.
You
see Ellie De La Cruz has over 30 steals already?
He's had 4
he's
in a game.
He's bringing back the steals.
Yeah, he really
is. He's stealing third now on people.
He's the most fun player in baseball.
Without question.
That's not even on.
He's on pace for over 100 steals this year.
Yep.
When is the last time that we've had over 100 steals? I don't know the answer. I don't think Vince Carter ever got to 100. I think it's Ricky.
He's on pace from who was it last? This is the most since
in a season. So the last one to get it was, let's see, Ricky got it in 80. There's a lot of 1800s. Boy, they ran a lot in the 1800s. I'll take it back. Vince Coleman did it. The last one, let's see, in 80. Vince Coleman actually did it. He had over 100 steals a few times. 1987 was the last time that we had over 100 steals. We have not had over 100 steals since the 1980s. It's never happened since the 1980s. 1987 was the last time that a player had 100 steals.
That's the last time?
Last time, I'm starting to, you know what, 1983, you haven't had a player get to 90 steals since the 1980s. In the 1986, I'm still going, there is a good chance
I think this is the best start since Kenny Lofton.
Okay.
Since this is the best start to in a season to since Kenny Lofton.
No one's even hit 19. There's no one since the 1990s has even hit 80 steals.
Really? Huh. Well, here we go. Ellie, let's go. 945 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird coming your way next.
Jose Reyes, 78 steals. It'd be the most steals since Jose Reyes was 78 in 2007.
Time for you.
Underdog
higher
fantasy.
Or lower?
Higher on stolen bases. For Ellie De La Cruz, they have stats like that. I'm telling you, higher or lower. You pick between 2 and 5 players on the Pick'em Challenge on baseball, on basketball. It's great right now to pair up your baseball and your basketball. You're watching your playoffs. You're really studying game by game. You go higher or lower with the statistics. I'm going to give you a little hint. Everyone goes higher, higher, higher. Don't be afraid to go lower. Study the matchups. You may find a very good advantage and go lower. Go lower with some of those scorchers as well. You'll see a little chili pepper next to them. Those are called scorchers. Those are the ones that have multipliers as well that can get you to a higher payout quickly. You can win up to 100 times your original play. 100 times your original play when you play Underdog Fantasy. And it's completely legal here in the state of Texas. It's real money. And when you use promo code Lance, they're going to double your first deposit up to $100. But listen, playoff basketball is going on. You've got baseball. We're in the middle of the baseball season. Man, mix and match. You even have some of the Caitlin Clark props that are out there, or the highs and lows that are out there. Go higher or go lower on some of the statistics and make real money picking between 2 and 5, or even jump into the early season-long fantasy football. If you're just craving a fantasy football draft, they have their season-long fantasy drafts as well. It's my good friends over at Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older, and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Loot and Rain Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Night. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Rudy Giuliani's not happy. See?
What is it this time?
Well, he was served an indictment in Arizona. He said it wasn't done stylishly. Do you think that you should? Apparently, there was some kind of a birthday party that he was attending, and as soon as they finished singing happy birthday to him, he was served.
He doesn't like the manner in which he was given.
Yeah.
Stylish. He should have followed Tyrese's method. Tyrese, famous singer, actor now too. He was in the middle of a show, got word that he was going to be served with papers, and stopped singing in the middle of a song and left.
In the middle of the song.
Gotta go.
So, did he ever get served?
I don't know what the status of it is right now, but, you know, he avoided it on that night.
Good on him.
So, Rudy.
Rudy.
Maybe just walk out.
Well, he's 80. It's hard for him to get anywhere quick.
It's true.
North Carolina Republicans have voted to ban masks in public, even for cancer patients. Do you feel like... Well, first of all, I've always felt like you got a built-in mask that you can do. You can commit crimes if you're... Well, like, I got a mask on.
Medical mask or...
Well, apparently they say... They say no matter what, no masks.
No matter what your issue is, you can't wear a mask.
No matter what your issue is. I still see... I went to church yesterday, and there are people that are walking in with masks.
Were they sick themselves trying to keep other people safe?
No. As soon as they got to their pew, they took the mom took the masks off the kids.
So why would you be in a confined space and take the mask off?
I don't know.
You're outside.
Right, as opposed to walking past everybody.
I don't get
that. I don't get it. I don't get, well, just people driving in their cars alone with masks on. You're an idiot. 306 cattle were stolen in a wild $165,000 heist over a 12-day period in Australia. I kind of feel like this would be an easy case to crack. Where are you hiding cows?
Can't hide cows.
Where are you hiding the cows?
Well, you said it's Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, there's some in the outback you can... In the brush, or whatever they're called, the bush.
Yeah.
Maybe hide some there.
Okay, I guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're going to get caught. It's hard.
I would think.
Isn't it hard to herd cattle?
Yes.
I mean, hurry. The cops are after us.
No. Get it in here. No. Everyone, pull it in here. Hide in here.
Where? What's big enough? Did you see Taiwan? You think... Did y'all see Marjorie Greene and... Did you see the...
Your favorite?
The back and forth?
Oh, my God.
Was that embarrassing?
It extended between the three beyond women those that were two. There. Didn't another crap. Woman jump in, too?
Yeah.
It was AOC.
There were three of them, AOC MTG, and then... Oh, yeah, from here. She's from Houston.
And then another woman, yeah.
Yeah. And it was embarrassing. Not quite as embarrassing as the Taiwan parliament member who picked, there was a giant bill that was about to be passed. He took the bill, which
he grabbed it.
Grabbed it and ran.
Took off running. Like, don't we have like another copy of this? This is on a drive somewhere. Oh my God, no, it didn't autosave. I didn't have autosave on. Oh no, autosave wasn't on. Quick, get that bill. He's running with the bill.
He's running.
You'll never pass this.
But then they all hit him and tackle. And then one guy got thrown over the, I mean, it was wild.
It gets wild. This is as wild. Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about somebody's eyelashes. Yeah. And the other one calling her a butch body bleach blonde. And then AOC jumping in and everyone's getting sassy with each other. That's as like rough as it gets in our country. They get like in other countries.
Oh, they get physical.
It's yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, parents are upset after eighth graders are asked to rate Adolf Hitler's attributes at an Atlanta school. Sandy Springs School on Friday. Apparently, how would you rate Adolf Hitler as a solution seeker? How would you rate Adolf Hitler as an ethical decision maker?
Ich bin der von Klun und Stein Tiger.
Wait, why? I mean, are they putting this out there just so kids can say zero? Well, what would the answers be? A solution seeker?
This is the Marge Schott class.
Driven.
Oh, okay. No, it's not. But actually, they had to come out, the head of the school. We don't condone positive labels for Adolf Hitler.
Is driven a positive label?
Yes. He was
you
driven.
Can't say he was driven.
No question, he was driven.
It feels too positive.
Dal, do you know where
single-minded?
Single-minded.
Is that positive?
Single-minded is. I don't not feel like that's too positive.
No. Single-minded. No.
No.
No. I don't know if we did this one. Virginia School Board has voted to restore Confederate names.
Oh, to what? Their statues or schools?
No, to schools.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think we have.
Robert E. Lee, you're back.
Yeah. Apparently, they want to go back to their original. The schools were named after Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson.
Yep.
And Cavalry Commander Turner Ashby.
I don't know him.
I don't know him either.
Robert E. Lee was a big one.
And Stonewall.
We had a Robert E. Lee and Richmond Rosenberg. We had a Lee.
If it was ever confusing which side Stonewall was on, don't be. That's a Confederate name.
You think so?
Stonewall.
I thought about that. It just feels like an old-timey name. I couldn't figure if it would be.
No, that sounds like a sit-down. Yeah. Stonewall.
I know that the arguments for removing the names is, what were the arguments that were used to bring them back? Like just heritage?
There's heritage.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Okay.
It's part. We can't change it.
Well,
it happened.
You did change it. Now you're changing it back. So you can't change it. I just wanted to know.
Right.
Because you had to put in some effort, so they just want to honor their heritage.
I'm not that sure that we should honor that heritage.
Well, decided. We're not. Okay. Virginians have decided.
Do you know where Grandma, your neighbor, was recently? Apparently, a grandma groped Goofy, the character, at the Walt Disney World.
Okay.
And assaulted. He was assaulted by an elderly woman who was groping him. You know, a lot of times, though, I don't think they understand there might be a girl in that suit.
Yeah, I don't know what you're attempting to do, Grandma.
Yeah. You want to get you some Goofy?
You want to get you some Goofy?
Yeah, that's what she wanted.
Might be surprised about what you get once the head comes off.
Louisiana becomes the first state to require the Ten Commandments be posted in classrooms. Do you want, maybe we should post the Ten Commandments in here.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's
wife.
For an 8-year-old, they need to know that. Explained to them?
Yes. Yes. They need to know everybody, K through 12.
What are the other ones that have nothing to do
maybe
with an 8-year-old?
Maybe we update them. Maybe we get some stuff updated, like no fronting, like don't front.
The first state of public universities and K-12 schools display the Ten Commandments in every classroom. It was voted overwhelmingly.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
Thou shalt not lie.
Explain that to an 8-year-old.
Thou shalt not what?
That's not in the Ten Commandments.
Say it again.
Is it?
Covet.
What? Lie?
They need to know now not to covet thy neighbor's wife. All right?
Thou shalt not lie is not in the commandments. Apparently you can do it.
What about school commandments?
Honor thy mother and father.
Thou shalt that not bring there. Digital means of
thou shalt not steal.
Of communication into the class.
No, that's not in the. I don't believe that's in one
what
of the.
What if there's a new commandments of school? Wait. Thou shalt not bring phones into class. No punching teachers.
Some people might say they consider their phone a god.
Those should be in every class.
Those should be in there. Well, no punching teachers.
Would you think they consider their phone a god? Thou shalt not have no other gods before me?
Yes. Oh, no. 100% it's their god.
Yeah.
Try to take a phone. Try to make let the Wi-Fi be down in a.
Well, we heard Frankie call in.
Frankie called in because, yeah. Wi-Fi's down, Dad.
Iconoclast. Yeah. She's worshiping a false god, John.
I know she is.
The Wi-Fi connection. Called 5G. No, 5G is not a Wi-Fi.
That's not?
What's the... Well, whatever. I mean, it's your tower connection.
Whatever. Yeah. 5G is a cellular
It's a cell connection.
Yeah, well, that's what? Turn off your Wi-Fi, and now you got cellular.
What if they started jamming signals? Because the argument's always, I need to be able to get hold of my kids in case I'm in a bad wreck. Then get a flip phone. There's a new thing called, they're doing the dummy phones. Get a flip phone then you can call. What's your argument to that?
That's all.
Is there something along the lines of thou shalt not disrespect the next host? Because you would never treat Paul this way. Wrap it up.
That's it. No. I've gotten an earful before going long.
An earful?
Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.